Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. We had the fall economic statement come out by the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going to affect us here?
Yeah, so what's interesting about this economic statement, and let's put the tax side stuff on the side, but about what they're trying to solve for a couple of problems that they've identified. One, labor shortages.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, what they're trying to solve for is building the economy, even though we're slowing. They've kind of hinted that the recession is coming in Canada. But the interesting part of this is what I think they missed out on is the opportunity for business owners here, the risk to business owners. And then there's this one demographic in this country, especially in this city, that's got high skill. They're transitioning to retirement, but they could be utilized in the market, which I don't think was really addressed, or nor has any other major media outlet has talked about this opportunity
right.
that business owners have with, we'll call the 55 plus crowd, the wiser, more experienced group of our citizens out there in this city and in this province. So let's talk to the ones who kind of know about businesses in the city. Deborah Yedlin is the president and CEO of the Calgary Chamber of Commerce. Deborah, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Deborah, maybe we can, you've had a chance, I assume by now, obviously, to go through the federal fall economic statement. Maybe you can outline some areas that you think look promising.
Well, obviously, there was a nod to the Inflation Reduction Act south of the border, which is going to put us in some measure on the same foot as what has been put forward in the IRA to incent the investment in clean technologies in Canada. Because right as it stood before the fiscal economic update, we were definitely on the back foot. And there were dollars that were going to be going south of the border to sort of invest in clean tech and other opportunities. And so we look at the hydrogen initiative, we look at the carbon credit, the ITC credit, being absolutely critical to sort of fostering that opportunity. And really, it's part of our economic opportunity going forward. So that was something that we were very, very pleased with. Obviously, the immigration piece that the government had announced about how do we address the talent issues, that's something that's, you know, everybody's bidding on that last unit of labor. What do we do about it? How do we make sure that we can attract people to Canada to make sure that we fill those labor, those gaps, which we know exist?
So Deborah, when you look at the labor shortages that are happening, and let's talk about this city of Calgary as an example, we don't always get the lion's share of newly arrived Canadians coming to Calgary. We get a small percentage, most of them go to other areas in the country. When you look at the opportunity for business owners to handle the labor shortage here, is this immigration strategy the right one, or are there other ways that the city of Calgary, the province of Alberta, can bring the talent that we're looking for to fill those labor shortages?
So there's three things. One is the labor piece, and how do we make sure that Calgary and Alberta is an attractive place for people to come when they do come from another part of the world. The second piece is to make sure that there is affordable childcare for working families so that women can go back into the workforce, because we know that the pandemic disproportionately affected women in terms of how they had to leave the workplace. So that's the second piece. And the third thing is you know, we have a workforce that is educated and has a lot of institutional memory, and some people have to be helped with learning other skills so that they can contribute to different businesses and sort of that sort of diversification opportunity that is also started to take root in Calgary. So we need sort of childcare, we need to attract immigration, and we also need to upskill and reskill people who may think they want to leave the workforce, but maybe they don't.
I hear from many of our audience that it's very challenging for anybody in their late 50s, early 60s to find their next role that they want to go to, and some are basically being, I'll call it, forced out or forced into retirement, and some of them don't want to retire. They mm-hmm. want to still be engaged as an employee. What do I tell these individuals, or what would you advise these individuals who are seeing this experience or having this experience? What's the take that you would give to these individuals, and then what would you tell government or policymakers to encourage having that demographic still being engaged in business today?
So from the perspective of the person that may be retiring reluctantly, there are so many opportunities that are arising in Calgary, and people need to have that kind of institutional memory and that experience to guide the young entrepreneurs, the startups. So there's a startup community in Calgary that's growing rapidly. They need mentors, they need that oversight. And so that's, you know, what I would advise people to do is say, what do you really like to do? And maybe it's not in the career that you did for the last 20 or 30 years. Maybe it's something different, but you have something to offer. You always have something to offer. So figure out where you want to deploy your experience, how you can help the younger generation realize their goals, and start having meetings. Figure out the sector that you want to be in. Find out where there are meetup spaces. What are the networking opportunities? Obviously, Calgary Chamber is a big place where we convene people. That's become a Calgary Chamber member. Look at our events, meet people that way. So that's one side of it. The other side of it is how do we make sure that people know about the upskilling and reskilling opportunities that already exist? And so that's partly on the government. That's partly on the city. It's partly on the University of Calgary. You know, the University of Calgary has the largest continuing education program in the country. So there are so many things. You have to do a little bit of legwork. You have to have coffee meetings, and you have to figure out where you want to actually augment your skill set. There is a lot. If you want to do something, you can do it in Calgary.
Deborah, what's maybe change gears just a little bit. The number one perhaps agenda item that the Chamber's got with respect to Calgary business. I mean, we've got some uncertainty with respect to the global economy, the Canadian economy, provincial perhaps doing a little bit better. But maybe you can share with us some of the key areas the Chamber's focused on to finish out this year and going into 2023?
Well, you know, what we're looking for is affordability. That's obviously something that we're very concerned with as we look to attract people to Alberta and to Calgary. We want to make sure that there's an affordable aspect to people coming here. We want to continue to attract talent. We want to continue to attract opportunity. We want to continue to diversify our economy. And we want to be seen as an inclusive workforce and an inclusive city that is welcoming. And so that's one of the areas that we're focusing. We're also focusing on infrastructure. I mean, we need to have investments in infrastructure that continue to support the economic opportunities in Calgary. And we also are very focused on this issue of, you know, how do we make sure that we've got the educational scaffolding to help people, you know, accredit, re-accredit. You know, when we look at the immigration opportunities, people have to be able to have the ability to recertify in the professions that they have trained to work in Canada. And so that's something that we're absolutely focused on. We're also, you know, something else is, how do we increase interprovincial trade? How do we decrease the barriers to doing business? What does that look like? How do we make sure that Alberta continues to be a jurisdiction where people want to come and do business? And so, you know, there's so many different things that we're continuously focused on from a position of making sure that Calgary's set up for success long-term.
That was perfect.
Yeah, I think so. And we're quickly running out of time, but I would, you know, we're coming up on a 2023 budget. The government's working on that. What do you want to see as a focus in that particular document?
Oh, there are a number of things that we'd like to see. Obviously, we're very focused on what is going to happen from an energy sector perspective. We know that one of the things that we're waiting to hear about is the emissions cap, what that means for the sort of energy going forward, how we can see the stewardship of development of our energy sector, make sure that it still has the opportunity that it deserves to continue to grow. We're looking at taxation issues. We're looking at how the Canada Growth Fund will be stewarded, who is going to be sitting on that board. It's going to be independently constituted. How are we going to make sure that Alberta gets that kind of funding? Obviously, healthcare is a big deal. What does that look like going forward? As we know, the challenges associated with healthcare, there's a healthcare summit going on right now with all the healthcare ministers. So there's so many different pieces that we want to see addressed in the budget. But we also want to see fiscal prudence, and we also want to make sure that the investments are allocated in a way that it does create economic growth. I think that's the one thing that we haven't seen as deliberately from the federal government as we'd like to. What is the growth strategy? What does it look like? How are you going to make it happen? And what do the investments and what areas are you going to invest in?
Deborah, thank you very much. That's a lot to cover. I think you did a great job in the time that we had allocated, and we appreciate you keeping us up to speed on all of these complex issues. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We've been joined by Deborah Yedlin, who's the president and CEO of the Calgary Chamber of Commerce. You asked some good questions, and Deborah gave us some good input into what happens for people that are retiring, right? Some people are pushed into retirement ahead of the schedule, right? They've got some skill sets. We know there's labor issues. Does work, part-time work or some other, you know, does it form part of the retirement? We have to talk about all these different things.
You can turn your retirement into a passion project.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have to be employment, but you have to make sure that your financial foundation is protected as you go through this passion project that we're talking about. So how do you make sure that you've got that foundation so you can retire in the lifestyle that you want? We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, November 15th, 7 p.m. at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. You do need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, stick around after the break. We're going to be talking a little bit about what our new premiers mandate looks like. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.